Now, there are many beautiful places to visit while on vacation, but there's one that's been getting a lot of attention lately, and in a very strange way. For the past couple of years, the Appalachian mountain range has been trending on social media for its many mysteries, such as tales of skinwalkers.
Made it to the Appalachian Mountains. So far, no skinwalkers.
The Mothman, the Rake, the Dogman, Bigfoot, and the list goes on. But after researching a bit, I found out that there's much more to it, and it's actually freaky. From hikers that have mysteriously vanished, never to be seen again.
I have one floating above the mountain.
This is crazy.
They're rising in the
unexplained
air.
Sightings of luminous objects and paranormal activity. This place is filled with strange tales of the unknown.
Dude, they're chasing that! Willie, they're chasing that!
And because of that, it's been trending quite a lot on social media. And today, we're going to be taking a look at some of the creepiest and most unexplained videos caught in the Appalachian Mountains.
I'm being followed by something.
But before we go on, let me explain why this mountain range is shrouded in mystery. The Appalachian Mountains are one of the oldest mountain ranges in the world, with its core being formed about 1.2 billion years ago, when all of the continents were still one. They stretch from Newfoundland, Canada, to central Alabama in the US, showcasing breathtaking beauty and incredible biodiversity. But because this place is really old, older than the dinosaurs, older than Saturn's rings and the ozone layer, many people believe that the region is somewhat haunted.
Being born and raised in the Appalachian Mountains, I've experienced a lot of unexplainable things, and I'm not the only one.
Since first inhabiting the land, the Cherokee natives talk about strange beings that roam these mountains, like the Moon-Eyed People, a race of small, pale-skinned beings who lived in the area before the Cherokees.
The Cherokees tell us that when they first arrived in the Appalachian area, they found it inhabited by a certain Moon-Eyed type people who couldn't see.
And Spearfinger, a shape-shifting humanoid that preys on unsuspecting victims.
How is it? Really?
This, for instance, is a video that was recorded in the Great Smoky Mountains in 2021. At the time, Renanus 007, the person who was recording the video, was working the night shift as a security guard in the Great Smoky Mountains. When all of a sudden this happens.
Really?
It looks like a featureless humanoid figure can be seen walking towards the car. Needless to say, Renana 007 and her buddy got the heck out of there as fast as possible. Now, I'm not exactly sure what it is they saw that night. What I do know, however, is that encounters like this one are quite common in the Appalachian Mountains. And while researching the topic, I came across one of the most mysterious videos that was originally posted by Hellbent Holler YouTube channel, a channel that focuses on investigating strange phenomena and cryptids.
Let's go in. What is that?
We've got eyes in the woods.
In the winter of 2023, Jessie and her team traveled to North Carolina to investigate the centuries-old phenomenon known as the Brown Mountain Lights.
Those are city lights.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. This is great. This is perfect for this.
Yeah.
I want to go down to the platform.
I'm getting that pro now, man.
Oh, my God. We've got one. We've got a brown mountain light.
It was late at night when Jessie and her team finally captured what looked like some sort of luminous object in the woods. They were live streaming the event to their YouTube channel, so they were very excited when finally something showed up. But they had absolutely no idea what was about to happen. Check
Look
this out.
Look at that. How cool is that?
Yeah.
We've got one.
Yep.
Holy moly.
I'm gonna live stream you here. Give me the headlamp and your phone and I'm gonna live stream you and you can...
Whoa, I've got another one. Oh my God. Oh my God. This one's huge. This one's huge.
All right, we're live. Go ahead and say what we're doing.
Okay, so guys, I just wanted to tell you guys, we are live from We are live looking at the Brown Mountain Lights. We took a little trip today, and we are up here at an overlook. We are looking over the Brown Mountain Ridge and Brown Mountain, and I'm using the Psyonix. And right now, I am actually catching the Brown Mountain Lights on the Psyonix.
Okay.
Recording. I got one. It's very... This thing is perfect for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got one right here. Wow.
And it is so cold. We are freezing out here. So right now we're just scanning the mountains and the ridges over here.
We're just trying to shoot a beam down into the gorge.
Okay.
See if we can get a...
Wow, that flashlight's insane.
Now completely baffled, but at the same time curious to find out if this is indeed some sort of strange phenomenon or people camping down there. They point a very strong flashlight towards it, and this is what happens.
Yeah, see if you could get like a response.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Again.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh my god.
Whatever they did with the flashlight, it seems to have worked, so they decide to flash it once more. And this is what they caught on camera.
On you?
Yeah, but I can't get to it right now. What do you mean?
I've got one on me. I don't know. I was going to try to signal and see if something would happen. See if there's like a response.
Give it a shot. We do not have laser pointers.
Oh my god.
You got a good one?
I got one in the air floating.
What?
I have one floating above the mountain. Do you see it with your eyes? Do you see it with your eyes? It's red. It's one of these like balls of light.
Here on over is not.
Oh my god! They're just... They're rising! They're rising in the air! They're just rising in the air over the mountain. There's two over here!
Whatever these things are, they now seem to be rising towards the air, and Jessie and her team are completely baffled and pretty sure that these are not people camping or airplanes. This is something else entirely. Check this out.
Looks like there's another one.
You got another light in the sky?
I've got one rising. Can you see that? Can you guys see that? Do you see that ball of light just rising above the mountain?
Jesse, there's three of
Look at them.
They're just hovering. This is the craziest thing. I didn't expect anything like this at all.
They're just rising
up. What in the hell? That is so bizarre. The fourth one's rising up from the forest right now. You've got... The two bright ones, one on top of the other. The other.
They're like lined up. Hold it at kind of an angle. You can really see these things just rising in the sky.
This is not what I expected. I expected ghost lights in the woods, which we saw already. This is almost like UFO like type. This is crazy.
Now the top one's starting to get brighter again.
The third one's disappeared. Although I think I've got a plane in the distance. I've got one moving to the left, one slowly moving to the right.
After posting the video to YouTube, it left the entire internet completely baffled. Whatever these things are, it's very clear that the Brown Mountain Lights are not just some ghostly lights in the woods. This is possibly something else. Some people believe that the Brown Mountain Lights are actually related to extraterrestrial activity, while others state that there are underground bases hidden within the region. To this day, no one knows what is causing this unexplained phenomenon. What is known is that it was first officially reported in the 1700s by German engineer Gerard Wilde Brahm. At the time, he attributed the lights to nitrous vapors. But then, people slowly realized that that wasn't it. Even after hundreds of years, people had absolutely no idea what was causing these mysterious orbs to show up.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I've got like six or eight of them all lined up across here, folks. Yeah.
Things got so serious that in 1922, an FBI agent known as G.E. Moore was dispatched to investigate the lights, and despite his efforts, he wasn't able to conclude anything, which added even more intrigue to the mystery. Now, taking into consideration that hundreds of people have seen and sometimes even photographed these mysterious orbs, I would say that this is possibly the real deal.
Dude, they're chasing that! Lily, they're chasing that! Look how many... Look how many they are!
Oh my god, I'm scared.
They're chasing the ball, bro. They're chasing this, bro. Look, the recruits. Oh my god, bro.
But I want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this is possibly related to extraterrestrial activity, or is it something else entirely? Now, And when it comes to strange things in the Appalachian region, there's more. And there's one in particular that caught a lot of attention throughout history, and that would be the Lake Champlain monster known as Champ. Now, the story of Champ dates back to Native American folklore, with the Abenaki and Iroquois tribes describing a large serpentine creature inhabiting the lake. The first recorded sighting of this mysterious creature happened in the 1600s by Samuel Champlain. Since then, there have been over 300 reported sightings of Champ, making it a very popular topic and attracting tourists and cryptozoologists alike. Now, even though there are countless stories and reports of the presence of a dinosaur-like creature that inhabits the deep waters of Lake Champlain, it is officially seen as a myth, just a bad time story. But maybe it isn't. On August 4th, 2022, Johnny Hoffman and his family had traveled over to Lake Champlain to stay around for a few days and enjoy their vacation home. 20 minutes after they arrived, they did what anyone would do, and they went over to the lake to see the beautiful scenery. And this is what happened.
I see some fins of water.
Upon arriving at the lake, they're surprised by something in the distance. What at first looks like some sort of huge creature can be seen swimming in the lake. Completely baffled, they get their cameras and immediately begin to record. After posting the video, several internet users seem to agree that this might actually be Champ, while others state that this is possibly a sturgeon. But if we zoom in slow-mo the video, it becomes quite clear that whatever this thing is, it's massive. So it could just be that Johnny Hoffman caught one of the best video evidences of the existence of Champ. But it doesn't stop there. In this next video posted by Weird Theater YouTube channel, we can see what looks like a serpent-like creature emerging from the lake. Whatever this thing is, this is definitely not a sturgeon. This is something else entirely. But what? While some believe that this could be just a log or maybe an animal like a deer, others state that you can clearly see the length of the animal as it approaches the shore, and that most of it seems to be underwater. In another video posted by Brian the Beast YouTube channel, we can see something similar once again in Lake Champlain. Check this out. In a more recent video posted by DMoney13 on TikTok, we can see what looks like a very long creature swimming in Lake Champlain.
Oh my God, what is that? What is that? There's something in the back too.
After posting the video, several internet users left comments stating that this is possibly a sturgeon. But once again, it looks as if it's too big to be a fish. So, what is this? Could it actually be that there's some sort of dinosaur-like creature still swimming in the deep waters of Lake Champlain? I want to know your thoughts. What do you really think is going on, and why are there so many myths and legends of lake monsters all over the world? Being a vast area with large portions of dense, remote forests, the Appalachian Mountains provides the perfect cover for a serial killer or an ill-intentioned person to lurk in the shadows. The rugged terrain, isolated trails, and limited cell phone reception can actually make it easy for such individuals to evade any type of detection. And I guess that this is sort of what happened to Katie Remeter while she was staying at a lodge with her family in Greenville, Maine. Now, Greenville is a very small town with a population of about 2,000 people, and it's only a 24-mile distance walk from the Appalachian Trail, which makes Greenville the perfect stop for hikers.
I'm hiking. I swear somebody's following me. I could hear them, like, right behind me. Every time I look back, there's nobody there.
Explore.
Huh? What? What?
What is that?
What the?
That was not there last night.
No, that was there last night.
It was a very cold night and Katie and her family were having dinner with a couple of friends at a nearby restaurant when all of a sudden Katie notices a man standing outside and staring and nodding at her. At the time, she kind of shrugged it off, and after having dinner, they went back to the lodge. And while tucking the kids to bed, she starts hearing someone pacing back and forth just outside their room. Completely freaked out, she checks the window, and this is what she sees. In the video, the figure of a creepy man can be seen approaching Katie's lodge. He then proceeds to stop and just stand there, staring at her window. And at this moment, Katie realizes that this is the same man from the restaurant. Not knowing exactly how to proceed and what to do next, Katie stays there, quiet, observing the man's every movement. It didn't take long before Katie and her husband realized that they would have to call the cops. So they call the lodge owner, who actually calls the cops, and this is what happens. The lodge owner and the police promptly show up and talk to the man, who states that he's actually staying in the lodge next door. After coming to the conclusion that he wasn't doing anything wrong, they leave, and the man just continues there, staring at Katie's lodge. At this point, you can imagine how freaked out Katie and her family were, but not knowing exactly what to do next, they stay there for the night. The next day, they call the police and find out that the man actually told them that he was a schizophrenic. Now, even if this is the case, I wonder what would have happened to Katie and her family if they hadn't called the cops. Not only that, when the police arrives, he changes his behavior completely, as if he knows exactly what he's doing. So I'm not exactly sure if he was telling the truth entirely. But when it comes to strange encounters in the Appalachian Mountains, it doesn't stop there. The following video takes place in Dudleytown, Connecticut, just a few miles away from the Appalachian Trail. It was on June 17, 2006, that a family that lived near Chase Avenue started noticing strange patterns of shadow figures lurking in the woods behind their property. Thinking that this could be a burglar or a person with bad intentions, they tried to capture it on camera several times without any success. But on one cloudy afternoon, this happened.
Hi. It's me again. I'm just calling just to let you know. I've seen that thing again on in the backyard. I've got the camera on. I'm trying to capture it. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to see if I can get it. Anyway, give me a call when you get this message. Bye.
After leaving an eerie voice message at his wife's cell phone, he runs downstairs to get a better angle of the woods behind his property. And this is what happens.
No, what is that? No way. What the f- is that? Yeah, it's me. I've just seen that thing. I've actually got it on camera. I'll show you when you get home.
Did you see that? What actually looks like some sort of translucent shadow figure can be seen crossing the woods behind their property. Whatever this thing is, it left the property owner completely baffled. After being posted to YouTube, many internet users seem to agree that this is the real deal. Not only that, it seems that Dudley Town is actually surrounded by strange stories of paranormal events and mysterious and unexplained deaths and murders that supposedly took place in this very small town close to the Appalachian Trail. Now, even though this isn't the highest quality video ever, if we slow-mo and zoom in on the video, you can clearly see what looks like a translucent figure walking in the woods. Could it actually be that this is a legit shadow person caught on camera? And could this video help prove that the Appalachian Mountains are indeed haunted, like many believe? What's your take? Now, if there's one interesting place to visit in the Appalachian region, that would be the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. It attracts over 12 million visitors every year, making it one of the most visited national parks in the United States.
Today brings us to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and we're going on a bit of a hike.
Renowned for its stunning natural beauty and biodiversity, the park offers several tourist attractions, including Klingman's Dome, the highest point in Tennessee. On April 30th, 2011, a group of people were hiking at Klingman's Dome. It was a very cold day, weather conditions weren't the best, when all of a sudden they spot what at first looks like a bear. But then, this thing stands upright and they slowly realized this isn't a bear, this is something else. They get their cameras and immediately begin to record what was about to become one of the most viral videos when it comes to Bigfoot. Check this out. What looks like a tall, furry, humanoid creature can be seen in the distance, and at first I thought it could be a bear. But when it stands up and starts walking, we can see its elongated legs. In other words, this is not a bear. This is something else entirely. After being posted, the video left the internet divided. While some believe that this is possibly just a person wearing a suit, others think that this is the real deal, and that Bigfoot actually looks massive under the trees. One user states, "Just use size comparison with the people in the foreground. It has to be at least 9 feet tall, maybe more." Unfortunately, the video is very short, but I do have to agree that whatever this creature is, it looks massive. And I'm not exactly sure that this is a person in a suit. But when it comes to Bigfoot sightings in the Appalachian Mountains, it doesn't stop there.
What the hell is that?
That was close.
That's got me nervous. Let's go to the cabin.
It was a sunny afternoon in Lake Cisladopsis, a very remote and rural part of the state of Maine. CZU and Kut and his buddy had been driving around for the past couple of hours and they were having a really good time. They were talking to each other, that sort of thing. This is when all of a sudden this happens.
Guys on, talk shows and everything. And when they had to like look up their record, they had all these felonies like in process, so they couldn't actually do anything.
Yeah. Since it's the only disease where you get to drink all the time. Says you go to a bar, you meet a girl who's got the same disease as you do.
Great, dude.
And he's got a talk show, I guess, now, a new talk show.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Well, at the time, they didn't. It was only after they posted a video to YouTube that many subscribers started pointing out that they apparently caught some sort of humanoid creature in the distance. If we slow-mo and replay the video a couple of times, you'll see that this actually looks as if it could be Bigfoot or some sort of furry humanoid creature. While some believe that this is possibly staged, others think that this is the real deal and very similar to the Patterson film. Now, being that they only captured a very quick glimpse of this mysterious creature, it becomes quite difficult to affirm if this is indeed Bigfoot. It could be something else. What I do know, however, is that coming face to face with an unexplained situation in the Appalachian Mountains is quite common. This is sort of what happened with Reddit user Phantom881999. On one certain night, his father noticed something odd in the CCTV camera installed just outside of his workshop, and this is what he saw. Did you see that? Whatever this thing is, it left the entire Reddit community completely baffled. Some believe that this is a person walking its dog and that this is a camera glitch or artifact. Others state that they can see what looks like two different ape-like creatures walking together. Now, I'm not exactly sure if this is a camera glitch or some sort of ape-like creature. What I do know, however, is that it looks as if it's translucent and walking on its knuckles, very similar to the mysterious shadow figure that was captured on camera in the state of Maine. Could it actually be the Phantom 88 captured video evidence of the existence of skinwalkers in the Appalachian Mountains? In Navajo culture, skinwalkers are believed to be evil witches that can somehow shapeshift into animals.
We're frozen here. Because that doesn't sound like coyotes. They got something.
Are they getting closer, Joy? No?
No. A biker just went that way, and the sound got worse.
It's also common knowledge that skinwalkers sometimes mimic people's voices to lure them in into the woods.
I just wanted to show you guys my cool base that I made a while ago. Not this thing, I don't know what it is. Oh. Well, that stinks. But yeah, you got some chairs. What was that? Is that a cow? What is that? Oh, freak!
And this is sort of what happens in this next video posted by TikTok user Creed4. He was hiking on a trail somewhere in Maryland when all of a sudden this happens. Creed4 notices a bunny oddly standing still, not moving at all. This is when all of a sudden the woods goes entirely silent, and this happens.
Thank you.
Not seeing anyone or anything around that could explain the ghostly voice, Creed 4 gets the heck out of there as fast as possible. And even though this could be something other than a skinwalker, there are loads of reports of people who actually get to witness this kind of phenomenon in the Appalachian Mountains. Which is exactly the case with Morgan Lambert, who was going for a walk with her husband on a sunny afternoon when all of a sudden, this happens.
Jesus. Do it with me.
We're on an adventure to check on the fence line to make sure no trees fell on it because we had like 50 mile an hour winds. We're gonna check it instead of my dad.
Oh God, I'm freezing.
It's cold, isn't it?
Pretty. Oh God.
What?
I'm a spell.
What did you say?
I said, oh God. God, because I no, I really did. What are you talking about? What? What are you talking about?
We.
I didn't hear anything.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
I think we're okay. It's hey, don't run. It's okay. We're good. We're good. I don't hear.
Go.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Are you messing with me right now?
Yeah, no, I don't hear anything. What do you hear?
You don't hear that right now.
I don't hear anything.
When Morgan's husband realizes that whatever's calling him out isn't her, he freaks out. The next day, it continues on happening and Morgan is actually able to capture it on camera.
Hey.
I think that is one of the creepiest things that I have ever caught on camera and that I have ever experienced in my life.
Creepy, isn't it? But if this is the real deal or not, I'm gonna leave it up to you. What I do know, however, is that there are countless videos of people in the Appalachian Mountains witnessing something similar, and also reports of people who go hiking and tell stories of ghostly voices calling out their names. Has anything like this ever happened to you, and what do you think it could be? Now just imagine the following situation. You're with your friends or family in the middle of the woods in the Appalachian Mountains. It's almost nighttime and all of a sudden you start hearing this alien-like sound that appears to be coming from the sky. You try to find an explanation but then you remember you're in the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere in the Appalachian region. Sounds like something coming from out of a Stranger Things episode, doesn't it? This is exactly the case with this next video that you're about to watch.
What in the heck is that? What in the heck? What is that?
Creepy, isn't it? After being posted, several internet users left comments stating that this is possibly a skinwalker or some sort of animal, while others believe that this is possibly staged or faked. Now what I find interesting about this video is that the sound appears to be metallic and somewhat echoing through the sky, which means that this is not a skinwalker, this is most likely something else. While researching the topic, I came across other videos that suggest this is possibly the real deal.
That was a car.
This, for instance, is a video coming from Dario Betty and a couple of friends of theirs while they were staying at an Airbnb in the Appalachian Mountains.
That was a car. Who's the aliens, bro?
I think it's a train.
I think it's a train. But that shit is scary.
Okay, do you guys want to go inside?
No. Stop. I'm recording this shit, bro.
What sounds like a train passing through a tunnel can be heard in the distance. The only problem is, there's nothing nearby that could explain this mysterious sound. Strange, isn't it? But it gets even stranger in this next video posted by Dylan in North Carolina. Check this out. In this particular video, we can hear the same metallic sounds that we hear in the first video by Frisson67. Whatever's going on here, this could be a phenomenon coined as a skyquake, which is a phenomenon where a loud banging sound is reported to originate from the sky. Theories about its origin range from secretive underground constructions to the Earth's crust moving, or even extraterrestrial activity. However, to this day, this mysterious phenomenon remains a complete mystery. Now, taking into consideration all of the strange phenomenon in this region, the Brow Mountain Lights, skinwalkers, ghosts, and the list goes on, I would say that there's possibly something there, maybe even hiding underground. But I want to know your thoughts. Have you ever heard anything similar? And what do you really think is going on here? So taking all of this into consideration, what makes the Appalachian Mountains a hotspot for unexplained phenomena? Could it be because it's one of the oldest mountain ranges on the planet, older than the ozone layer? Or is it something else entirely? And have you ever experienced anything like this in the Appalachian region yourself?
The third one's disappeared.
Well, this is it for now, but we do have more videos. Don't forget to check them out. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And I'll see you guys again. Oh, and if you want to send me strange videos or stories, thatimpossiblechannel@gmail.com.